Like, I'm Danielle McCartan here at the Super Rally at the Alley. Apparently, it's 2.0 this year. Bowmore Lanes and Chelsea Piers with Carlin, the C, and CMB from WFAN. You are at a lot of these events with the Rutgers guys, and you know, you were part of Rutgers for so long. To keep coming back, especially for the McCourties and especially for the Embrace Kids Foundation, what does that mean for you?
You know, listen, these guys all feel like family to me, and for so long that was kind of a theme around Rutgers, still is, of family. And you see how these players come back and support one another, the NFL guys, everybody that comes back, but also the fans. They always are here to support these guys, and you know, they've given me as a broadcaster a lot of thrilling moments and things that I'll never forget. So I'm always happy to help out in any way I can. And that the great thing about it for me is a lot of these guys, you know, they're just better people than they ever were players, and they were great players. So it's terrific to see.
Now, if we look behind us, what do we have? The Mets are up 2-1 in Atlanta, it looks like. Steven Matz, 6 innings pitched last night. Okay,
In Atlanta tonight.
So, I mean, you know, the Mets locked up Jacob deGrom, and they seem like they're moving in the right direction. What's your take on just the situation going on in Queens?
You know, listen, I so far so good. I think there are a couple of things that are interesting. The DeGrom thing getting done, I think, was paramount.
Yeah.
You did not want that to be an issue because he was going to get asked about it throughout the course of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And he's happy, and everybody's happy about that. I think the few things that really interest me about the Mets is, number one, Noah Syndergaard being able to stay healthy, being able to not be DeGrom, but be the best Noah Syndergaard that he can, and that's an outstanding pitcher.
Yeah.
I mean, even last year he was 13-4 in a year where they weren't very good. That's number one. But the linchpin is the guy in Steven Matz that you mentioned to me, because if he pitches at that next level, you know, people talk about the Mets rotation being their strength. After the first two guys, they haven't proved it beyond that. Wheeler hasn't proved it consistently yet,
yeah.
And neither has Matz. If Matz can be a third guy where he's going to give you an ERA of just around, you know, a little north of 3, they're going to be in really good shape.
But also, they've bulked up the lineup a little bit. They're getting a little more run support per game. I mean, score 2 runs last year was, like, real hard for them to do, kind of.
Yeah.
And they already have it tonight.
Yeah, and, you know, I think it's what's really interesting to me is, you know, the Pete Alonso thing, you know, they broke camp with him. I know a lot of fans were happy about that and not making him wait until this week to come up.
Right.
And you've seen the impact he's had. I didn't expect him to be able to do what he's doing so fast, but he's been obviously just such a big part of their offense. I like Ahmed Rosario and what he's doing so far. And the guy that I really think you need to see the consistency from, again, it's all about consistency of a lot of the Met players, is Michael Conforto. Will he, year in and year out, be a 30-90 guy? That's because that's what they need him to be.
Right. Now the Yankees, I mean, Gary Sanchez was put on the bus today. I mean, it's like the walking wounded with them. How do they stay afloat? And I guess Aaron Boone's job just got a lot harder.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. It's like, it's almost as if you had taken last year's Mets and put them in Yankees.
I tweeted that today.
It's really, it's nuts. I'm blown away by the fact that they have gotten hit this hard. The thing is, they were built for depth, right?
Right.
And this is a storm that they can withstand. But there's so little room for error now, comparatively speaking, to what there is.
Right.
Didn't get great news on Dellin Betances today either, you know, another MRI. So that's really the things that they were banking on have to be able to be the things they're banking on. In other words, I mean, Aaron Judge, Paxton, and specifically the bullpen. Even without Betances,
right,
that bullpen has to be locked down because that's what they built it around this year.
Yeah, that's right. Now, Jets and Giants, I think the Giants are going to be not picking a quarterback in the draft. I think they're going to go outside the quarterback position. I don't know. I think the Giants are in a good position for Rosen. What do you think about Rosen in New York?
Rosen would be my first choice.
Me too.
If they could get him for a second round pick,
yes,
I would absolutely make that deal.
Me too.
I think the price is still a little bit high right now. Choice number two for me would be Dwayne Haskins. I really am a big Haskins fan. I think he's the best of the group. I understand what people say. The knock is not great in terms of his speed or anything like that. The guy can move around the pocket, and I don't think he's gotten enough credit for that, and that's what it's all about. It's about extending the play just enough, very accurate on the run, and it's not go into an Ohio State offense and just dominate because that's who they are. This is a guy that made plays in a lot of different ways when he needed to. Plays when he needed to make plays with his feet, he was able to do that.
Yeah.
So I'm a big Haskins fan. I am not a Daniel Jones guy. I'm kind of hoping they don't go in that direction if they do draft a quarterback. But listen, I'm very much in a mindset that if you came out of the first 2 days of the draft with a pass rusher, a corner, and Josh Rosen, you more than did your job. I think they're being great.
See, that's the thing, too. The Giants, I ran some numbers. If the Bears' defense, because the Bears are a playoff team. We have Mike Burton here tonight. If the Bears' defense put up the same numbers that the Giants' defense did last year, they would have not made the playoffs.
Yeah.
I mean, it can't always be on the offense. It's got to be some sort of – I mean, if you score 100 points a game and the other team scores 101, you lose the game.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think they should go defense all the way.
A very wise
Rosen in defense.
A very wise football coach once told me, we don't care about yardage and all that stuff. We care about scoring one more point than the other guy. But
yep.
They have to be able to stop someone. They have to be able to do it. And they weren't able to do it last year. And the biggest reason why they weren't able to do it, Danielle, is because they didn't get to the quarterback. And it's not hard to figure out why they won 2 Super Bowls in the span of 4 or 5 years. So they got to the quarterback, and a lot of times they did it without having to blitz.
Right.
Yeah.
And finally, I guess the Jets are going to be, I think, the better of the two teams in New York this year. Le'Veon Bell, I mean, Adam Gase, he can't miss. I mean, he can't screw this up. There's no way for him to with such power, star power on that team, especially on the offensive side.
Yeah, I think that Le'Veon was just so important for them to get. It's perfect for Darnold as a check down guy.
Yep.
But not even check down, just such a weapon out of the backfield. And I think the fact that he was off for a year, people forget how good he is. And they really got a bargain with him. So I'm excited for that. And I'm excited for year 2 with Sam Darnold. I really am. I'm a big believer. He's, again, talk about being able to extend plays with your feet. He does a great job with that. And I think he's a guy that has the right mindset. So, and I love Jamal Adams on the defensive side. And it's not just because of how he plays, but I think this is a guy that, you know, the most important thing is to win. So I'm excited at the prospects of what the Jets have to work with moving in the future.
The only thing that concerns me about Darnold is within the past 3 years, learning 3 new systems. I hope he doesn't take a step back under this brand new system with Gase.
Now. Yeah, no, I mean, it's a fair point. I think that, you know, Adam Gase is supposed to be the quarterback whisperer. We'll see.
We'll see.
And he'll be taking the hits with it, but you do get a full offseason with it. Sam's a smart guy. I think he'll do well with it.
Well, anything else?
No. You know, I'm just, it's great to see you, and love when you get a chance to be on The Fan. I always love to be here with these guys because it feels like going home again.
Yeah, and for me too. I'm just kind of new to this, and I, you know, they always take care of me here, so
that's awesome. That's great. Thanks, Danielle.